Charles D. Finney. Now, let's see what Charles D. Finney believed. This is what he believed, and I'm going to read some quotes from him. Did you know that he believed that you can lose your salvation? Did you know that he believed that he was himself was sinlessly perfect? That he never sinned? That's what he said. He believed that a Christian could come to a point of sinless perfection. Now, my Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, if you're learning it with us, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have no sin, is the truth in us? Is Jesus Christ in us? Is the Word of God in us? No. And he said, I am sinlessly perfect. And he said, you must stop sinning in order to be saved. You must be sinlessly perfect. He preached this famous sermon, Salvation, it was called. Salvation, colon. Difficult to the Christian. Impossible to the sinner. Did you hear that? He preached a sermon called Salvation, Difficult to the Christian. Impossible to the sinner. He's known as one of the fathers of modern-day Pentecostalism. You can understand why with all this crazy story. Benny Hinn and him would have been like two pieces of pop. Except he didn't even have to slap the people on the forehead. You know how Benny Hinn slapped people on the forehead? They follow him. He didn't have to slap them. He just looked at them. And just fell over and started crying. Salvation. Difficult to the Christian. Impossible to sinner. No, sinner. No, the Bible says that salvation is as easy as I am the door. Any man entering by me shall be saved. I am the bread of life. He that eateth me shall live by me. He said, I'm the living water. I'll give you the living water. Jesus likened salvation to taking a drink of water. That's how easy. Jesus likened salvation to taking a bite of bread. That's easy. Jesus likened salvation to going through a door. Hey, this is pretty easy. Wow. That's what salvation's like. Yeah, the door was there for a reason. The door we never used. And so, salvation is not hard, it's easy. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that shall be. He said, you must have the faith of a little child. That's easy. Believe God, believe the Bible, believe the truth, you're saved. But he said, no, it's difficult. Because he said, and I read the sermon, salvation difficult to the Christian, impossible to sinner. He said, difficult because it's just so hard. People are brought up sinning. I mean, they grew up with parents that sin. I mean, they've been sinning their whole life. They have all these habits. And it's going to be really hard for them to just quit all this. Yeah, I'll say it's going to be hard. In fact, it's going to be impossible. You can't stop sinning. Nobody's going to quit sinning completely. You believe? Let me read some quotes from it, from the sermon. We may also see why Christians are exhorted to separate themselves from the world. They are told they must hang the old man upon the cross. To this there are no exceptions. Whosoever would be saved must be crucified. That is, the old man has deeds. The crucifixion of Christ is an emblem of this and serves therefore in a measure to show what this must and should be. Say, Jesus Christ is an example of how we got to be crucified. He's like crucifying every part of our flesh to where we're just living perfect. Does anyone suppose that the whole intent of Christ's crucifixion is to meet the demands of the violated law? Yes! I do believe that Jesus Christ's crucifixion is what paid it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. I do believe that through the death of Jesus Christ, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I believe that. And I believe that the reason Jesus died on the cross was for our sins, according to the scriptures. And that he paid it all for our sins. But he said, does anybody really believe that? Yeah, I do. Is to meet the man to violate law? Not so. But it was also to be an emblem of the work to be wrought upon and within the Christian soul. Its old selfish habitudes. That's an interesting word. Now, I know what habits are. And I know what attitudes are. But you got to get rid of your bad habitude. It's called selfish habitudes must be broken up and its powerful tendencies to evil be slain. Okay? I gotta hurry.